Michigan State Meeting at Potterville. The Michigan State Meeting convened in late November, 1888, opening on Thursday, November 22nd and extending to Tuesday, November 27th.
I, D. Van Horn, conference president and longtime acquaintance of Ellen White, invited her to attend.
This she did, speaking five times. In his report, Van Horn, who had been with ministers at Minneapolis who had treated lightly the presentations made there, often with jesting, reported. From the very first, a deep feeling of solemnity rested upon all, and no manifestation of levity or lightness was shown at any time. Sister White was with us, and her clear testimony each day, evidently dictated by the Spirit of God, added much to the interest and power of the meeting. By this, a mold and character were given which will not soon be forgotten by those who were present. A.T. Jones was present a part of the time, and gave three discourses, two of which related to our nation, with the impending issues relating to church and state, and the warning, the third angel's message, that must be given by our people. Surely there is no time to idle away, for the crisis is right upon us, the battle must be fought and the victory won. This was typical of many reports of important meetings held through 1889. The Blair Amendment to the United States Constitution and the threat of Sunday laws that it posed was a prominent topic. The reception of the message of Minneapolis usually served as a dominant motivating influence, even though at times it was resisted initially. Much to Ellen White's disappointment, the resistance at the Potterville meeting was maintained to the end.